Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Pink eye is a costly disease for producers during the summer and early fall. Understanding can go a long way in reducing pain and discomfort, as well as help the productivity of the operation. Pink eye is initiated by direct irritation to the cornea, followed by bacteria invading the lesion. Physical cornea irritation can be caused by the sun, dust, or tall plants. Vase flies spread the bacteria among animals. Excessive tearing, blinking, and squinting are all early signs of pink eye. The excess tears will often drain down the face, collecting dirt and grime visible from a distance. The eye becomes extremely red and the cornea becomes white and cloudy. The clear cornea can form an ulcer and even rupture in severe cases. White scars are healed lesions and they may clear over time. Injectable, long-acting oxytetracycline antibiotics are used for treatment with good effect. There are prescription options as well. If pink eye is an issue, a veterinarian has the tools and expertise to help in the face of an outbreak. An eye patch glued to the affected eye will help with the healing process. By protecting against sun and wind, and the eye patch physically blocks flies from feeding on tears, further spreading the bacteria. Prevention starts with optimal herd health. Quality forage with vitamin and trace mineral supplementation supports a strong immune system. The immune system can be weakened from stress due to shipping, weaning, weather, or changes in feed. A vaccine program against respiratory pathogens like IBR and BVD is important to help strengthen the immune system. These viruses can contribute to the severity of pink eye outbreaks. There are commercially available pink eye vaccines, but fundamentally they have some downfalls. There are many subtypes, many of which can be isolated from just one infected animal. The vaccines have several strains, but the different strains are not cross-protective. So, if a different subtype of the bacteria infects the animal, disease may still occur in a vaccinated critter. Vaccine options should be discussed with your veterinarian. If pink eye vaccines are used, these products must be administered at least 4 weeks prior to pink eye season to ensure adequate response, and some vaccines require a booster. Other ways to help prevent the disease is to manage the environment. Mow tall stands of grass and weeds in the pasture, or use dust mitigation strategies to reduce scratching and irritation potential. Fly control is also very important. Fly control measures may include fly tags, pour-on products, or dust bags. Providing simple shade structures can decrease the irritation of the sun during the middle of the day. Also, isolating infected animals may decrease the spread to other animals. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.